You're listening to Just a Girl podcast, the podcast where we discuss anything and everything music industry and intersectional feminism related.
I'm Natalie.
I'm Katie.
And this is episode 53.
I can't believe I remembered the intro.
I know, I was so impressed.
I didn't even start.
I was very impressed. So, Katie, what are we talking about this week?
This week, we are going to be delving into your Hinge DMs based on a prompt that I used when I was on Hinge, which is, I bet you can't, guess my top three favourite bands.
Oh, I did not word it like that on mine.
Oh, how did you word it?
Guess my top three.
So one of the prompts says, I bet you can't.
Oh, maybe that was actually what I did.
So yeah. My answer was, guess my top three bands.
Okay.
Now, the reason this was a prompt on my Hinge was like threefold, I guess. So firstly, it leads you into a good conversation about music. You can see if they're into music, what type of music they're into. And it's like a really easy way to get responses without it being a perverted comment or boring. Because I hate when people are like, hey,
oh,
say something.
Up. Yeah.
Secondly, it lets you see how they perceive you based on how you look. And it gets you a little bit of insight into how their mind works. Mm. So you're like, you think I like Slipknot because I've got fringe. I mean, that's a stupid comparison. But you know what I mean? You get to kind of a bit...
All girls do like Slipknot.
Liv Dave loves Slipknot.
She does, actually, to be fair.
Yeah. Queen. But yeah, it's a really good way to kind of gauge how people think about you and how you are being perceived and also how cringy they are.
Oh, my God.
Because, I mean, yeah. I just gave a good example myself. But people would say things like, you look alternative, so I'm going to guess the Beatles... Oh yeah, the most famous band of all time, so alternative.
It's
and
so
also
cringe.
The fact that they think I'm alternative because of how, I don't know, it's just a really good way to.
Yeah. And then also it's so funny, like, because you don't start comparing answers, which I have done here.
Yes.
And it's so funny, those who like are actually so obvious, but they think they're being really funny. So they'll say stuff like, oh, you love Steps. And I'm like, I actually do, even though you are taking the piss, I actually do love Steps.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
So let's go through my answers.
That's actually another way to read is like how misogynistic they are.
So true.
They always say bands who don't have any women in.
It's so true.
So
these responses are also from like a year ago. So the picks that they will have judged from will be like a year ago, basically, when I had the black hair.
With a blonde strip.
Yeah. Although I think I might re-download. I want the attention.
I think you should.
Okay, I'll think about it some more.
For sex and attention.
Yeah, true. For the shag.
Okay, I'm really excited about this.
Okay, so the first one, this guy called Henry. Simply read The Kooks and Steps. Shooting for the moon here. In terms of distance to various bodies in our solar system, how far away was I? Shut up.
I've literally never been drier. That is horrible. What does that even mean?
I know.
Is it? I don't really get... Simply Red was funnier than Steps, to be fair.
Simply Red was him trying to be funny.
I rate that.
The Kooks was his serious answer. Like, I actually think you like the Kooks.
Yeah.
And I don't know what Steps was. But this just tells me I know nothing about music.
How far away was I? Okay, I'll tell you what I like about it. I like that he finished with a question. That's good conversational skills. I know the bar is in hell, but I'm going to try and be positive.
No, you're so right.
Because some people literally were like Nirvana, Oasis, U2. Like the three worst bands who have ever walked the planet. B, what the fuck am I meant to say back to that? Just, oh, I could tell from your pictures you're a virgin. Don't worry. You didn't need to message me with that as well. Oh, God. So I like that he's finished on a question. But otherwise, I just don't... That is such a, like... You know, sometimes men try and be funny, and we just don't get it.
I'm still laughing at Nirvana, Oasis, U2, the three worst bands I've ever walked the planet.
Just
not even that bad.
Well, we've all got beef with you too for ruining our iPods.
Oh, my God, I know. I tell people in work about that all the time, and they're like, what? I was like, how do you not remember this... breach of trust.
I think it was the last thing that united everyone. You know what, the other day, recently when everyone's phone alarms went off.
Yeah.
I would say it was like as big as that.
Everyone's phone alarms went off.
When they, like, the alert for like terrorism or a natural disaster.
Yeah.
What?
I know.
I'd say the U2 thing being put on our phones was like the last time that type of thing happened.
Yeah. And it was also, I think, a catalyst moment for everybody going to Spotify instead of using iTunes slash Apple Music.
You're so right. So that's why I don't like... Oh, no, that was not even him, was it? Sorry. Poor Henry. Yeah, weird. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
And I think you need to be on the same page with sense of humour.
Yeah.
But also, like, is any band funny? Because if they actually did say a funny... Like, to me, it'd be funny if he was, like, Kasabian, Arcade Fire, Mumford & Sons.
Yeah.
But was joking.
But we would think that he was serious as well, because he's a man. And men aren't funny.
Why is Kasabian such a funny band?
Hate Kasabians.
Yeah, so same.
Right, okay, next guy. Hate this guy. His name's John.
Ugh. I'm already sick.
I feel like Turnstile are in there somewhere. That's it. I said top three, John.
Also,
not one.
Was one of your photos from Outbreak the year that Turnstile were playing?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
Ugh.
And I was wearing an Outbreak wristband probably in my profile picture.
Oh, and he's just like, I feel like pretending it's a vibe
and
he's actually just searched what that festival is on Google and been a weirdo about it.
And you know what I've noticed from this? I know it was a year ago, but I noticed was that people use Turnstile as their way of being like, oh, here's the cool artist.
I'm sexy and relatable.
Yeah.
No, you just have Spotify.
Sorry, but you will never be Brendan Yates.
No. He probably is still thinking about you. From the eye contact.
Well, I had a dream about him the other day, and you know what they say, if you dream about somebody, no, not a sex one, if you dream about someone, they're thinking of you.
Oh.
Brendan Yates is thinking of me.
Oh, I really want you to go together.
I would actually love that so much.
Where does he live? America?
Yeah.
We'll go.
Okay.
We'll find
Brendan,
him.
We're coming for you.
Thank you.
Right. Next one. Gallows, Deaf Heaven, and Type O Negative, Confused Face.
Oh, trying to be like, you won't know these bands, and if you do, we're going to have sex.
I actually know all of those bands, and they're all awful.
I actually don't know the last band. What are they called?
Type O Negative.
Oh, blood. Grunge. Gross.
Blood.
Hate.
His name's Jamie. Hate.
Sorry to any Jamies listening. You're probably horrible.
Next.
Wait, is that... What, were there any... So he just said the band's name.
Yeah, that was it. And the confused emoji.
Oh, well, okay, for the listener, not an emoji, like a colon and an S.
Yeah.
Oh, hate. Why is he worried about his answer?
And you can tell he's old because he uses that, the colon S instead of an emoji. So we would not get along.
Or maybe he's cute and that's his sense of humour, but...
Nah.
Weird.
We're not forgiving Jamie.
I will 50% forgive him.
Okay, good for you, for having forgiveness in your heart.
And probably a lower bar than you.
Okay, I don't have this guy's name. Block Party.
Oh.
Jamiroquai. Bad, bad, not good.
Okay.
I actually...
Block Party compliment.
Like this. I think they're all compliments.
I like that Jamiroquai is probably typically considered to be a little bit uncool, but actually, if you're smart enough, realise that he is cool.
Yeah.
And he's given you that credit by guessing.
Yeah, that's the vibe I'm getting. And also, like, Bad, Bad, Not Good are so good.
I've not heard of Bad, Bad, Not Good.
They're so good. So I feel like, basically, he was just like, here are three really good artists, and I think you listen to them.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I respect him. He used an emoji rather than a worried face. And the emoji was appropriate. Like, I'm guessing, here's a shrug, rather than, is it O Negative, worried? No. I think that previous guy needs to go to therapy, because he's obviously insecure, and this guy, he's solid. But did you reply?
I can't remember, sorry. It was a very long time ago.
Okay.
Okay, Matthew, hate. There isn't much to go on.
That's the fucking point. Play the game.
I think you got an band that says Outbreak. So maybe Outbreak Fest, cry laughing emoji, hate.
Outbreak Fest is not a band. Oh, he means that's what the fest you were at was.
So maybe Outbreak Fest, ? Cry laughing emoji. Knocked Loose, not Knocked Loose, Knocked Loose, Terror, and Special Guest.
He looked at the Outbreak Fest lineup and did that.
Yeah.
And also, what's so funny about Outbreak Fest?
I know. Also, the cry laughing emoji gives me the ick so much.
It doesn't give me the ick. I don't mind it.
I would rather
never
shag somebody who uses that emoji. So to any boys who fancy me, never use that emoji, please. But I'll never shag you.
Okay, I respect. I hate it when it's like not funny. Like sometimes I use it as a shortcut to instead of being like, I'm like, here's an emoji.
I think most people who use it when it's not funny, like not a funny scenario.
Or it's just something like, I'm wearing a shirt today, cry laugh emoji. What? Okay.
So? Literally couldn't care less.
Try harder.
Yeah. However, this guy did have pronouns in his bio.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
He gets a tick and two crosses.
Yeah, nice. Okay, Daniel.
Ugh.
Hate
the name Dan.
Depends on what genres you like. Fucking well, obviously!
You should just be like, I bet you can't state the fucking obvious, and that is the new prompt. Jesus Christ.
You know what? When I go back on Hinge, I'll put this as my prompt and I'll get you to reply to everybody for me.
Okay.
Fun. I think that'll be fun. Anyway, then he goes, if Cain Hill is up there, I'm impressed. Why?
Oh, God. Why? You're not a fucking critic.
Firstly, I'm not a metalcore loser. Secondly, I fucking know who Cain Hill is. Yeah. And they're not like, if you had said typo negative, then I'd be like, fair, maybe. Yeah. Everyone knows obscure. Anyone who listens to that genre knows who Cain Hill is.
And they're not like good enough to be, I'm impressed.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh, you've made the right choice. Yeah. It's just like knowing them.
Exactly. Say a fucking good band, maybe. God. No disrespect to Cain Hill. I don't actually hate them. Next.
Is that it? They didn't say three either.
No.
Play the fucking game.
Play the goddamn game.
Three. And the whole point of it is that it's three, so you can gauge. One. Anyone can name.
I know.
Oh my God.
It's so embarrassing, isn't it?
Despise. I hate that particular breed of person. It is normally men, but I'll say person.
Yeah.
Who are like impressed when somebody knows a band that you like. It's so self-obsessed.
What are you that had that guy that was like, oh, by the way, how do you know of Wolf Alice? Like,
oh, how do you know Fontaines DC?
Oh, that was it. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I've seen
everyone
them live.
Fucking knows who Fontaines DC is.
They're literally on BBC Radio 6. Yeah.
All the time.
Yes, I'm 87. I listen to Radio 6. But, oh, just like, I hate the, like, and this is what made me mad about Hinge is like, if you like some things that I like, I'll fall in love. Why don't you just fuck yourself then?
Yeah.
Like, if you just love yourself so much, have a wank and look in the mirror. Don't try and meet me and make, oh, it's so gross.
And I hate it because it's like, you don't have to do everything with your partner.
No.
Like, I would rather date somebody who doesn't like the same music as me.
Yeah.
Because then I can have my own fucking life
still. Exactly. It's so gross.
Oh,
I'm impressed. I wasn't trying to impress you. Fuck off.
No. Right, next. Jacob.
Love. Like the name Jacob.
This one is a tricky one for me because I don't know how to pronounce it. He goes, I'm thinking Savages. Don't know them.
Savage Garden?
Just Savages.
Oh, no, just Savages.
Amel and the Sniffers. I have heard of those, to be fair, but no. And Swishy and the Banshees.
Oh, let me see the spelling. Oh, I would say that's like Susie.
Susie and the Banshees.
Yeah.
Was I in the right ballpark? Nothing to say about that.
No.
I didn't listen to any of them, so he's completely wrong, but cool.
Yeah.
Super like, though. Gross.
I gave you a rose.
Yeah, I know,
poor
right?
Sod. I don't like the name Amel and the Sniffers. It makes me think of, like,
cocaine.
No, like pants, like sniffing people's pants.
Gross.
Well, they're called like panty sniffers, aren't they? Perverts.
Did I ever tell you the time that someone stole my sock at the climbing gym?
Yes, you did.
What the actual fuck? They've defo wanked into my sock. Anyway, it wasn't even a good sock. It was just a plain black sock.
Yeah, but if you've worn it to climbing, they're going to think it's going to smell potently.
Well,
because they don't know that you don't sweat.
I don't sweat.
They're going to be gutted.
Okay, next one.
Oh no.
Andrew is their name. My top three bands, Arctic Monkeys, Tenacious D.
Oh!
And this one fucking cracked me up, Avril Lavigne. Or Levine, sorry.
Adam's sister. Tenacious D, I don't know what it is, but I've literally never been drier than someone saying Tenacious D.
I agree.
That's worse than Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah.
And you know what? Tenacious D have some bangers, but there's something about them being your favourite band.
Agree. I fucking agree. And I thought they were a piss-take band. So I didn't get why everyone liked him.
Who's that?
Jack Black.
No, who's that band that's not a real band? Oh, I'm not going to remember it. But I thought they were like that, but they were a real band.
Oh, they were genuinely like writing good music.
I think so.
Oh,
and
then,
or are they just from Pick of Destiny? I don't know.
I thought that's what they were from, which is why I thought they were a piss-tick band.
Oh.
Anyway, Jack Black's an epic baby.
Yeah.
I don't know if he is, but it's the same with like Jared Leto in 30 Seconds to Mars. Mm. You know how he was like movie star first and then...
And I just think Arctic Monkeys as well in that list. It's just, that screams... I don't listen to music.
Yeah, I'm getting misogynist vibes from this, actually.
Yeah.
Especially because he thinks Avril Lavigne is, like, the funny thing, the funny suggestion. I actually do quite like Avril Lavigne.
Also, spell her name right.
Yeah.
You can spell Tenacious, you can spell Levine, for God's sake.
Here's where the jokers start coming in. Boyzone 5, Bewitched.
Fucking three great bands right
there. Yeah, I know, right? Peak of pop in the early noughties.
Also, just like... There will be plenty of opportunity to be funny once the conversation flows, but let it flow first.
Yeah, exactly.
Like there are prompts where you can be funny. I've definitely responded to somebody's prompt and been funny before, but it just gives me
I know. Just take it soon. Play the bloody game.
Play the game. Get involved.
Jesus Christ. Next. Jedward, Nickelback, Darius.
I appreciate that one more.
Do you?
Because Darius is genuinely good.
Yeah, Jedward agree.
Were entertaining. And Nickelback, as we've said multiple times, don't make that bad music.
But
still not funny.
Still not funny. He must think that Nickelback makes really bad music if he's saying it as a joke suggestion.
Yeah, and also, like, I know I'm reading, like, really far into it, but, like, play the game. Like, you've asked a question based on, like, be honest with how you perceive me, what you think my favourite bands are. And if you don't know, use another prompt. Respond to another prompt.
Agree. And I think that it's just a fucking obvious joke as well to say things that you don't think I would like. Like, if you're going to go down that joke route, say loads of, like, rap artists. Be like, Playboi Carti or, like, AJ Tracy. Or just stuff that I would actually, like, never listen to, rather than, like, I would probably listen to all of those three.
Yeah.
Maybe not Jedward. But I follow them on Twitter.
I follow Jedward, I think.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Well, remember they went through that phase where they just started voice noting everyone?
They
sent Ryan a voice note.
Oh my God, I remember that, yeah.
And then I sent them a voice note because I wanted to get one and they didn't send me one back.
Oh, rude.
And then I sent one on Ryan's phone.
And they replied back.
And they replied. They loved Ryan.
I love that though.
Yeah.
Love that they love Ryan.
Yeah, but they should love me as well.
Oh, you're gonna fucking, like, never want sex ever again after you hear this one.
Sorry, Josh.
So this guy's called Griffin.
Right.
Super liked, or whatever it's called. Rose.
Rose.
Deftones, and Deftones.
Oh, God.
I like Deftones, just not three times.
That actually made me want to go and have my tubes tied. That is so bad. I hate that so much. Oh, God. Deftones, and wait for it, it's coming. Deftones! Oh, God. That is like, it makes me think of like a balloon. I don't know why, like he's got kids' party energy.
Yeah.
Why do we put ourselves through this?
I might not re-download Hinge.
You should. I need to know what's happening out there.
Oh, this guy. I remember this guy. I actually spoke to him for a while because I liked the guesses.
Sexy?
Not bad. I saw him once and he ignored me. This was like well after.
Is it called Joe?
No. What was his name? Maybe Stefan.
I matched with somebody called Joe years ago and then we went on one date. And then sort of like mutually ghosted each other.
Oh yeah, I did that with a camera was name.
And then he saw me on King Street, we locked eyes and I smiled at him out of politeness. And then about an hour later he texted me like, did I just see you on King Street? Thought it might have been you, but it was on the phone. I literally smiled at you, you fucking ignorant cunt.
And you weren't on the fucking phone either.
Just blank me and move on.
Oh my God, so weird actually.
Weird as hell.
But anyway, this guy was quite spot on. Basement Turnstile Malevolence.
Ooh, love.
Yeah, good guess and also true. All those bands are probably in my at least top 50.
I like that you said Malevolence.
Yeah.
Because that's like, they're slightly different to the other. Yeah. Like, they're all slightly different bands.
Yeah. Although I'm looking at this and I think, because it's part of a convo, so I think that he probably saw the Outbreak wristband and was like, oh, you went to Outbreak, so I'm going to guess Basement Turnstile Malevolence. Either way.
Yeah.
Guessed actually good
and
bands.
And also, at least he's competitive in the game that he's now taking part in. I appreciate the enthusiasm.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Kring. Don't know this guy's name. Architects, bring me Sleep Token. How'd I do?
How'd I do?
I actually like Bring Me and Sleep Token, but not Architects.
I'm not How'd I do?
Do you know what?
But maybe I'm being too harsh.
No, look at his profile picture.
Fair enough. So the energy I get from that message is he's just placed his penis onto like a dining plate. I don't know why it gives me that energy. It just makes me, it's the type of guy who would like pretend he's serving you a meal and you're like sat at this nice table and then it's one of like those like silver dishes and he's lifted it and it's just his cock and balls. I don't know why, but you know, it just gives you energy.
Yeah, 100%.
How do I do?
I also think he'd stink. He would fucking stink of beer.
You'd balance each other out. Nonsense. Oh, God.
Gross. Right. Korn, Limp Bizkit, and Shrek the Musical, in brackets. That counts.
He does not know you very well.
No.
Was willing to forgive with Korn and Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
Good bands.
Yeah, yeah. He thinks I like new metal.
Yeah, that's fine. Fair assumption.
Yeah.
Where did he get a Shrek from?
Yeah. I think, well, that's him trying to be funny, isn't it?
But you do like musicals, but
I
definitely
like musicals.
Not Shrek musicals.
I hate Shrek with a passion.
He's a disgusting ogre. You definitely hate Shrek more than I do, but I...
You don't hate Shrek, though, do you?
No. Yeah. But I... do you know what? He's trying.
Anyway, let's move on from the Shrek guy. This fucking loser.
Aww.
Oh, that might be the end. That's the end of the people who guessed, or the ones that I saved anyway.
I'm going to do an encore because I did
find... Did you get one?
I found two that I'd sent you. This one is from... They're both from like two years ago? 3 years ago? End of 2021.
Yeah.
Oh, that was just before I met Josh.
Oh.
So, mine says, I bet you can't guess my top three bands. This person said... Muse.
Oh my God.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh.
And Fleetwood Mac.
Red flag. Don't care if there's a woman. Red flag. All of those are red flags. These are why they're red flags.
Okay.
Muse is for people who think they listen to clever music.
Agree.
But I'm like, Muse is actually so basic.
Yeah.
Listen to something actually good.
Yeah, agree.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, I mean, we've spoken about them before on the pod. Red flag central.
Mm-hmm.
Fleetwood Mac is a misogynist's way of thinking that they're more misogynist by listening to a woman.
Yeah, agree with everything you've said.
Red flag, central.
And then this is even worse.
Oh.
I didn't get the name or photo or anything. I've just cropped it there. But there's my top three bands. Surely Arctic Monkeys is in there.
Why?
Why surely?
Everybody listens to Arctic
Monkeys
firstly.
Also, I believe my question said top three bands. Why have you just said Arctic Monkeys?
Guess three.
Why are you so sure that they're in there, Furious?
Oh my God, I hate... people who can't fucking read.
So those are the only two I could find that I'd saved from when it was my prompt. But
that's good. I like those additions.
Yeah, so if you are a single person on Hinge looking for love or a shag, try out this prompt and let us know.
And if you see me on Hinge, play
Deftones,
the game.
Deftones, Deftones.
I was going to say, play the game properly. Or we'll take the piss out of you on the pod again.
I think if I saw you on Hinge, I would try and construct the worst answer possible for you.
Okay, let's play that. What's the worst answer possible for me? And then I'll try, you know what, let's quickly like spend 2 minutes writing this on our phone. I'm going to quickly stop the recording.
Okay.
Okay. Do yours first. So if Katie found me on Hinge, she would guess.
Wait, I'm going to add something.
Okay. Oh.
I
You...
What do you think?
I would delete Hinge and never re-download Hinge ever again. You look old, so gonna guess Iron Maiden and Bastille? Cry laughing emoji. And a rogue one. Get cape, wear cape, fly? Cry laughing emoji. Random question to start with. Cry laughing emoji.
How's you anyway?
That's the best bit.
Oh god.
I didn't go that dedicated. This would be mine.
The vaccines, the killers, Foo Fighters. That is so specifically bad because yeah. They're all men. They're all average.
Yeah, yeah.
But men don't think they're average.
Yes, that's exactly how it was going.
So it would just annoy me.
And also my thinking was these men who would say this would think that their music taste is like so alternative. Yeah. No one else likes Foo Fighters. But to throw an extra like, I'm indie, then they say the vaccines.
That's the good thing about this question is they also use it as a way to show off their own music taste while answering, mm-hmm. or like at least their knowledge of music.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
So that's why that is a layered, horrible response.
Oh my god. Layered, horrible.
But since we saw The Killers live, definitely
you
prefer
hate them.
Don't love them, but I get why.
Yeah.
I get a bit more about the hype now, because they were really good live.
Yeah, they were actually banging live. And I also think it's because Annabelle and Tom like them, so I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I think I fed off their energy a little bit of like appreciating it more.
Defo.
But yeah.
Oh, how funny.